Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And people, what month is it? It's March, so that means the madness is going to be around the corner. It means I love this time of year. March Madness coming in hot. Obviously, the NBA basketball picking up. Major League Baseball starting to pick up. The golf season's in full throttle. Hockey in full throttle. Meaning we got you fully covered every way, shape, and form. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. And yes, March Madness, baby, is incoming hot, incoming fast. I'll be in Vegas for the last Pac-12 tournament, men's basketball tournament, this upcoming week. And then you and I know what we'll be doing around the Final Four time. But, hey, look, let's not forget about the women. Caitlin Clark, South Carolina's undefeated on a buzzer beater yesterday. The women's game is thriving right now in college basketball.
Absolutely true, man. Caitlin Clark has just shocked the world with how good she is, how skilled she is, and all the passion, the emotion, the excitement that she brings to the floor. I've never been drawn to women's basketball before her, I'm being totally honest, and she makes it a whole hell of a lot of fun to watch the game. Totally true. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people. Come at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson. So let's get into some NBA hoops to start the day out. No John Poulter today. He's going to be away. He's got to do some curling. So gives you and I a little bit of an opportunity to break out the basketball a little bit sooner than usual. Boston Celtics lost a couple games in a row. They respond pretty well, I'd say, in Phoenix on Saturday night. Kevin Durant has been a one-man wrecking crew for the Phoenix Suns all season long. No different against the Boston Celtics. I think he had 45 points. And I saw him utter at the end of the game, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I saw him say something along the lines of, I could just read his lips, okay? And he said something along the lines of, I had 45 points, and we still got our butts handed to us. What impresses me about that squad, I'll just throw it out there to you, man, is their ability to kind of let nothing bother them. I'm impressed. I really am. I think they're very poised to get a championship this season. They didn't play with Porzingis either, so that's been something that has always been a little bit of a concern. But they go out there and they played a great game against the Suns team that's been They've been playing better, so I got to give them a little credit where credit is due. But ultimately, a very impressive victory from the Boston Celtics after maybe facing what I would call a slight bit of adversity this season, where they lost a couple games in a row. Losing three almost sounded impossible for this team. So they rebound. They look good. They look impressive. And looks to me like they're extremely poised to have a long, great postseason run, Mike Wilson. So as I always say, enjoy the ride. You're definitely going to be able to enjoy the ride.
Yes, I would agree with about everything you said there. I know that people were starting to be like, hey, look, they can't do this, or they fall in love with the three. It's multiple things can be true at the same time. I mean, the thing that typically still kind of bothers me a little bit with Boston is their propensity to just, when they're missing threes, they're missing threes, and they still put them up. And I get it. It's an offensive strategy with Coach Mazzulla. Hey, just keep shooting. Shooters shoot, scorers score, the whole thing. The ball will drop. Sometimes it just didn't. I mean, look at the Cleveland game a few nights ago. And then, you know, the Denver game a couple of nights ago was one of those games where they were – it's not like Boston was not getting good looks and good shots up against Denver. They were turning the ball over. Boston played certainly not up to snuff against Denver, and yet they were pretty much right there at the end with a shot to take the lead with under a minute to go. So, you know, there's a little bit some positives you can take from that. But getting to the Phoenix game, like you said, Dorf, they came out aggressive. They came out with purpose. They were ticked off. They lost two in a row, something they hadn't done, I believe they hadn't done all year. You know, and we've talked about, you know, talked about this a few times on the show that, you know, things look easy for Boston. They don't get rattled like they would have in the past. And there's multiple reasons for that. I think the calming presence of Drew Holiday, I loved Drew before he was a Celtic. I love him even more now. He just hits shots when we need to hit a shot to stop a run by the other team. He comes up with a steal. He can lock down a defender. He's a little bit up there in age, but he's still playing at a very high level. Porzingis adds some depth. Or not some depth, certainly some height, some shot blocking ability. He can certainly score. It will be interesting going forward to see how teams go at Porzingis a little bit, because you take a look at what Denver did and Jokic. Jokic just bullied Porzingis for 48 minutes the other night and had an unbelievable triple double. But Jokic has done that against just about everybody in the league, you know, from time to time. So Boston is setting itself up to have, like you said, a nice long run in the playoffs and possibly a chance to get banner 18, you know, hoisted up in the rafters at the Garden. But there's still a lot of basketball to play. It's still, to me, it's Bucks and Celtics in the East. You know, Cleveland played great the other night down the stretch. They had an unbelievable performance by the guy off the bench, Wade, that I totally caught Boston by surprise. But I think Boston has the experience in terms of going deep in the playoffs they can rely on. And that, look, they got six guys that can get you 15 points or more, 20 points or more at any point during the season. I can't say enough about Derek White as well. Derek White and Drew Holiday are two of the best on-ball defenders in the league, and they have those guys both on the team. So, It'll be interesting, certainly going down the stretch. But, yeah, Boston, like I said, they came out with purpose last night. They were pissed off about losing two in a row. So there's a mindset in Boston. There's a mindset that Joe Mazzulla has instilled. Sam Cassell, the top assistant, has instilled in that team. And it's great to see. But like I said, there's plenty of basketball left to be played.
I've been extremely impressed with Jaylen Brown as of late. I think the guy's really come on this season, to be honest with you. And I don't know if he's getting enough respect around the league. My brother is really critical on certain things. And I remember him saying a few weeks back, Jaylen Brown, is he really like worth this money? And I think he's honestly, I know it sounds crazy and everything, but I think he's worth every penny of that $306 million that he's getting in the largest contract at the time, you know, for him. But it all was warranted in the fact of what he had achieved individually. So I'm extremely impressed with him. I think the growth from him this season, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. So I'll be interested to see how big his role is throughout the playoffs, because I truly love the guy's game. I really do. I think he's absolutely fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about probably the NBA, because there's a lot to chew, man. There's a lot to get into. So Luka, with all of his triple doubles, it's not necessarily amounting into wins, which is kind of crazy, but we'll get into a lot. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet
tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So I'm really, really looking at your squad, and I'm impressed. I think they're extremely good. We all know that. I want to address the Bucks after the All-Star break because they got hot. They won six straight. They looked like they figured a lot of things out. And then all of a sudden, a couple of setbacks. A couple of games that, you know, the Warrior game. Okay, so I'm going to give them a free pass on the Warrior game, because the Warriors just got their tails handed to them by Boston by 52, right? So you kind of had to expect an inspired Steph Curry and the guys to be ready to play. And the first 5 minutes of that game where the Warriors were just getting out and running and putting it on the Bucks, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be like a good night. I just had that feeling. And my feeling was dead on. I mean, they wind up going out and losing by 35. Okay, now let's fast forward to Friday when they played the Los Angeles Lakers without LeBron James. And then D'Angelo Russell goes insane for 44. And then here's the other insane stat in that game. The Bucks score 122 points, Mike. The Lakers score 23. They lose by one, okay? But if I were to tell you that Dame and Giannis, okay, this is absolutely insane, okay? It's so staggering, it's crazy. If I were to tell you that Giannis and Dame assisted or scored on 111 of the 122 points, and the Bucks lost. I mean, it makes sense, okay? Because two guys produced 111 points. The last I looked or checked, my friend, there's five men on the floor, first and foremost, and you got 12 on your roster, at least probably 15 most teams are carrying. So what I'm saying is they got no production from anybody but those guys. And I know that they assisted and guys were that way. But without those guys, they're in big trouble. And you never heard me mention Chris Middleton because the dude is so fragile he can't stay on the damn floor. He's got a permanent spot on the pine. Like, I'm not joking. It's freaking mind-boggling. So they turned it around a little bit, and what's that Paul Abdul song? Take two steps forward to take one step back. Like that to me, man, that's the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Take two steps forward, one step back. I saw consistency for six games, and now I saw the bad habits for two games in a row again. So we're still not there, man. I think in a lot of ways, the Bucks are the second best team in the Eastern Conference, and not even record-wise right now, but they're the second best team in the conference by default, because we don't trust the Cleveland Cavalier team. The New York Knicks are banged up as all hell. Okay, the Orlando Magic, another team that's extremely young, but they they got some talent. They're going to be fun to watch, right? Then you got that Miami Heat team that always plays well in the postseason, and you know that they're in the top six. And the big move this week now is that Philadelphia on the outside looking in, and we're not shocked or surprised. No Joel Embiid, so makes a lot of sense there. They're probably going to get passed up by the Pacers. I don't think they'll fall as far as to the Bulls, but you just never know at this point. But I think Miami is going to stick up in that top six, and honestly, that might be the team once again that we're going to have to look out for in the Eastern Conference, just because. So,
right.
I hear what you're saying about Milwaukee and Boston, but I'm not counting out Miami. And if Miami can get up to the four spot, well, we know what they've done to the Bucks over the past few seasons in the playoffs. Like that's a monkey on the back that I don't know how the Bucks deal with that right now. Like, I'm not even joking. So I guess the good question right now, just making me think about this off the top of my head, it's a great question. Are the Milwaukee Bucks more likely to be a first-round exit, or are they likely to get to the NBA Finals? Like, right now, bro, I would say they're more likely to be a first-round exit than get to the NBA Finals. What say you?
That is a very good question. And, you know, your monkey on the back with the Miami Heat is the monkey on the back for the Boston Celtics as well. There's a lot of history between Miami and Milwaukee, Miami and Boston fighting it out for advancement in the playoffs. And so, you know, to your question, I would think at this moment in what you are noticing with your Milwaukee Bucks, it would be you wouldn't be hard pressed to say it could be a first round exit or a second round exit. However it played out when they played the Heat, but you are exactly right. And about Miami, no one wants to play the Heat. Nobody wants to see them coming down the pipe as their next playoff opponent or their initial playoff opponent, because like you said, we all know what Miami can do in the playoffs, and we saw it last year, we saw it the year before that, and even the year before that. So it's one of those things where you look at the success of certain teams in the East, but it's all kind of predicated on when are they going to play the Miami Heat, and what's that going to look like? Is everybody going to be healthy, whether they're playing Milwaukee, whether they're playing Boston? Jimmy Buckets, he just has an uncanny ability to take it to the next level in the playoffs and carry that team. So it's going to be interesting to see that. But based on what you've said with your Bucks, and you're more in tune with your Bucks than obviously I am, it wouldn't shock me that they go first round exit, but it also would shock me if they did, because they are good. Now, the thing that I'm forgetting, Andy, and you know this better than anybody I know, what's Middleton's injury? Like, I completely just spaced off what his injury is in terms of what's keeping him out for so long. Because at some point, if he doesn't come back and you have Giannis and Dame, which is still formidable as hell, Cash just brings that extra little, 15 to 18 points a game, 20 points a game that you need to kind of get yourself over the hump to deal with a Miami, to deal with a Boston in the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, if Cash can't come back from that injury, it's going to be certainly a tougher road to hoe for your Milwaukee Bucks.
It's an ankle injury, and it happened here in Phoenix. He landed on Kevin Durant's ankle on his foot, twisted his ankle a little bit. And I mean, I'm sorry, my friend, but this is like a this is a 7 to 10 day injury for most, okay, because it's just like a little tweak.
Right.
But this guy, they're so cautious with him. Any little nick, and this guy's gonna be sitting on the bench for a long, long time. It's to the point where, honestly, whatever he can give them, super. Because I'm almost feeling like you're going to the war. You're going to the fight without this guy. I think that's how you have to think. I'm sorry, but it's just like the truth. It's where we are right now. But it makes a huge difference. This guy just demands respect on the floor. Even if he can't move laterally, even if he can't defend, you still have to like respect the shot making that he has. So
right,
it's gonna be interesting to see how they able to really come together here at the end of the season. We're at the point where what? There's like 20 games or less, okay? It's got to happen quick. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about this as potentially a wasted year. So I really hope that that's not the case. And I know there's a big transition between when you have stars. Maybe let's talk a little bit about that on the other side. So I think that's a good way to leave it. We'll talk about stars joining each other. Two alphas on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Everybody, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people, just like March Madness rolling in hot. We got the tournament starting this week. Mike will be in Vegas for the last Pac-12 championship conference, whatever the heck tournament it's called. Who the heck cares at this point in time? But then March Madness rolling in, the Final Four here at State Farm Stadium. Mike and I will be covering it, so we're super duper excited about that opportunity. But I threw something to you at the break because I think it's an interesting conversation, to be honest with you. When you have two alpha stars meet with each other, like Giannis and Dame, I don't know, man. I think that this is something that we all thought would come together extremely quick. I don't think that we all accounted for real life and what was going on in Dame's life with the divorce, moving away from his kids. These people are they're just like you and me at the end of the day, man. Yeah, they have this unbelievable ability to score a basketball on a basketball court and do some amazing things, right? Like shoot the lights out like Dame can, we know. But like real life, it's real, man. It affects us. It affects us in yep. in our relationships with our family. It affects us with our relationships with our friends. It affects us with our relationships as a person playing a sport on a team. And I thought this would be a match made in heaven. I guess I didn't think about all the other noise that comes along with it. And I think that a lot of people didn't think about the noise that comes along with this. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, he came in to a situation where he was traded for a guy that really had an impact on the Milwaukee Bucks having that unbelievable run and winning the championship. So, like, automatically, the ball was raised, and people have this crazy expectation level. And I don't know if people really realized how difficult of a transition it is for stars, alphas, to come together and one maybe having to take a little bit of a back seat, but not really, and learning how to function at the best of their ability when they're used to the situation being handled in a certain way. Well, now that the situation may be handled a little differently. So I think ultimately maybe our expectation of how great this marriage was going to be, maybe we need to give it more time to be great and to be what we think it can be, versus saying right from the get-go, oh, this is a match made in heaven and it's unstoppable right from the get-go. What do you think on this situation with two mega stars joining each other the way that Dame and Giannis have?
Now, I would say ditto to everything that you just said there, because I was, when the trade was made, I went, oh my God, Damian Lillard is a Milwaukee Buck, him and Giannis and Cash, and and that team that won a championship, who knows how to win a championship, is in a very good spot, you know? And I do think that people, like just average people, that don't do what you and I do, you know, and have the access that you and I have with the sports world, forget that they're humans. They have emotions. They have families. They have kids. They have a ton of other stuff going on behind the scenes that people tend to forget. You know, I think a lot of times people just look at these guys, they show up to the arena off the bus, throw the unis on, and they go, and they do their thing. When in actuality, Dame is going through something that I would never wish upon anybody. It is one of the toughest situations to deal with. And I don't care that he's a professional athlete. I don't care if he's your neighborhood massage person or dentist. It's a tough situation for anybody mentally to deal with that. And he's dealing with it the best he can, especially being away from his kids and knowing that Dame he's always been a present father. He's always been an active dad. And, you know, being away from his kids like he is, that has to be eaten on him. And just the mental strain of the divorce, being away from the kids, that presents something. And I'm with you, Andy. I'm like, look, maybe this just does take a little bit of time. Maybe Dame is not fully kind of feeling Milwaukee like he thought he would by now. You know, like maybe he's not as integrated into the community as he thought he would. Maybe it takes the off season. Maybe it takes some stuff with the divorce to kind of get cleaned up and worked out a little bit to make him feel comfortable. Because, you know, like you said in the previous segment, you know, they got off and they've lost a bunch of games in a row. Then they won a bunch of games in a row. And you tended to think, okay, here we go. They've kind of figured out Doc. They've got Giannis and Dame kind of rolling. And now they've lost a couple in a row. And so the roller coaster ride is in full effect in Milwaukee to an extent. So, you know, with Dame, I do think it probably will take a good off season with maybe him and Giannis just hanging out and working on their game together, training together. And then next season, you know, it clicks for them, you know, and I know that's not what a Milwaukee Buck fan wants to hear, but I think that's what the Milwaukee Buck fan, and I know you're different than the average Milwaukee Buck fan, Andy, for sure. You call balls and strikes as you see them with your own team, and that's what separates you from a lot of other media people in my book, that you're willing to do that. And I think your thought on this taking longer is spot on.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it as a wasted year, kind of, to a certain degree, but if you think about, and again, we're kind of jumping the gun because, again, like, anything is possible. I'm right, not saying right. that they're done. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But I do think right. potentially it's more likely that they could lose in the first round than they are to make it to the finals or even the Eastern Conference Finals, just because of the way the year has been. I'm sorry, but you know, you had a crazy offseason where you did everything possible to keep Giannis happy in every way, shape, and form. You went out and you got another mega star. You had to get rid of a guy that meant so much to your championship. Then you bring in a rookie head coach who had absolutely no business getting that opportunity, but it happened because somebody on the team wanted it to happen, and that was Giannis. I mean, I think it was extremely clear that Giannis has had a major role in a lot of the decision-making or forcing the hand of John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks to a certain degree. I think and I hope that a lot of that has been put to bed and people know what their roles are now moving forward. I think they have the right coach. Okay, I really do. I Doc Rivers to me is a fantastic coach that has had some issues and problems happen throughout his postseasons as a coach. And could he have won more? Sure. But can we say that about so many people? Yes, of course. So to me, it's really about making the most of whatever situation you have. And for every one of those situations where we can say Doc should have had more success, I think we can also say that he did extremely well under certain situations and certain circumstances. Like when Chris Paul gets hurt and this is your guy that you need to take you to the promised land for the Clippers and you just don't have it. It works both ways. So it's not always the player's fault. It's not always the coach's fault or anything like that. But ultimately, you've got this amount of time, a season, to figure things out. And maybe they just don't have enough time to quite figure it out this season. And again, some people will look at that as it's a wasted season, you know, another year that Giannis, you know, we're wasting his potential. In a weird way, I think he's part of stunting his own growth to a certain extent, if you want to take it that far. And there's nothing I have negative to say about Giannis. I mean, the guy has been unbelievable this year. His effort is crazy good, and I just wish that could be instilled upon all of his teammates to want it as bad as he does, which is kind of interesting because last night, Katie and I finished watching Animal Kingdom. If you haven't watched it, check it out. But then what came up on the screen as for something for me to check out was the Giannis story, which I have never checked out. And I started watching it last night. And I'll tell you what, man, I can tell just from the first 5 minutes or so that I was watching that this is something that I'm going to be glued to, and I'm going to watch the story about his life and how he's come from nothing and he's accomplished so much, but yet he's so grateful about all these opportunities and everything that he's doing in the world and how important he is to the world at this point in time with all of this stardom that he has and what he's created. I was almost getting chills just watching the first couple minutes of what I was seeing about Giannis. So I'm excited to watch that. I'll be honest with you, man. Good conversation, by the way, man. That was good stuff. We kind of got deep a little bit there, which is pretty cool. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one. A couple of stars right here. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Got a lot on our mind, people, by the way. Just if you do, call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on that X thing. For Mike, Pigskin, Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We haven't talked any NFL football. I do want to talk some NFL football with you. I don't know if you've noticed. I saw some breaking news that looks like Mac Jones is going to the Jaguars. Can't be done until like Wednesday or something like that. But that looks like the latest news. I kind of find that interesting, to be honest with you. I'm not so sure I think it's all Mac Jones' fault with what's gone on there with the Patriots, but I don't know, man. What do you think about that? It's a little interesting, yeah?
Yeah, it is a little interesting. I mean, obviously they're giving up on him, and they're sending him to a place where he's just going to sit because he's not going to see the field with Trevor Lawrence there in Jacksonville. But they're trying to clear the way, I think, for Jaden Daniels to show up to be drafted there. I think Jaden Daniels is probably the second quarterback off the board. You know, a lot of people like to talk about Drake May. I don't know. I know he has a good arm and all this. I don't see it. You know, I look at Drake May and I kind of think of Mitch Trubisky a little bit. You know, all of a sudden this guy's name catches fire out of North Carolina, and all of a sudden he's like the second pick or third pick in the draft and everything. But, yeah, for Mac Jones, you know, he's going to have to do some deep thinking and just get used to being quarterback two.
Yeah, craziness, man. All right, hour one in the books, people. Hour two is on the horizon, and Caleb Williams thinks he can do what Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah.
He can do that and a whole lot more, according to him. What a nutbag. We got to take a break, man. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon.
USA News. I'm Laura Winters.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're still heading for. Hear me loud and clear. This will not happen on my watch.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe third agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good.
In other news, the Justice Department is resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
Hunter Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit and stem from a conspiracy theory, as per court documents. His legal team asserts that the case ought to be dropped due to the alleged unlawful appointment of special counsel David Weiss and the continued validity of the plea agreement between Weiss and Biden. The argument is similar to one former President Trump is using in his own special counsel declaration.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Our top story, President Biden speaks in Philly, but before boarding Air Force One, reporters asking him whether he will debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
"We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that."
To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative wellness.center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on the X for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG. It's the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real sports to talk about. Obviously, NBA hoops is on our mind, and NFL football is on our mind. Even though they're not playing, there's tons to talk about there with the draft coming up. We've obviously got March Madness around the corner. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about some college hoops this hour. Lot to get into, Mike, to be honest with you, man. So much going on in the sports world right now. This is, like, I always say it, but truly, man, this is such a fun time to talk about sports with baseball coming in hot, March Madness, the NBA playoffs, the NFL, the NHL playoffs coming soon. It's just a lot of fun, right?
It's the ultimate sweet spot for sports fans like you and me and millions of other people around the country, man. It is the sweet spot.
All right. Speaking of sweet spots, I hear the music. We got to get the heck out of Dodge for a moment. We'll come back and we'll get into talking about whatever's on our mind at that moment in time. So stick with us to find out what we're going to talk about. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All righty, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you can get at us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, dude, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in the offseason with the NFL. And a lot to do with Russ Wilson getting the axe from the Denver Broncos and still going to be collecting a super-duper fat paycheck. And then I'm listening to the conversation this week from Most about the situation at hand. And some say that Russ would be a bargain to go sign him for $1 million or $2 million, whatever it is, because obviously he's going to be getting a bunch of money anyway. And the reason I'm bringing this into play is because the rumor that I heard is that potentially the Pittsburgh Steelers would be interested in Russ, and that impacts you because you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And the more that I thought about the situation, the more that I thought that it could potentially be okay, to be honest with you. Like, I'm sorry, but they were 10-7 and they didn't have a quarterback like at all. You know, the guys they threw out there were bad. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, you get what I'm saying, man. Like, and Russ, I know he's been bad, man, but like 26, if I'm not mistaken, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year. I think Kenny
not
Pickett
bad.
Had 6, but I think Kenny Pickett had 6 touchdowns and like 8 interceptions or whatever, something like that.
Right.
It's actually not as bad as it's not as bad as people think is kind of what I'm thinking. It's either Russ that took Seattle to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Can he refine that magic again? I don't know, but his bad is it's a top 32 quarterback in this league is I guess what I'm trying to say. His bad isn't as bad as what's out there right now, right? So,
right.
Is that intriguing to you, Russ potentially becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler? Is that intriguing?
No, it is intriguing. Granted, like you said, I mean, the intriguing thing is, you know, with Russ, I mean, it tells you everything you want to know about how much the Denver Broncos did not like him and wanted him out of town, but they're willing to take all that cap hit, that dead cap hit, to get him out of town. Now with Pittsburgh, here's the thing with Pittsburgh. Look, if they had a semi-qualified quarterback last season and they still had 10 wins with what they had, a guy like Russ could get you a couple more wins. Now we're talking 12 wins. We're talking the difference between going on the road in the playoffs and having a home playoff game there in Pittsburgh. He could bring stability. He could bring what he can pass on to a guy like Kenny Pickett. He can help Kenny Pickett develop as a quarterback, because I still think head coach Mike Tomlin still likes Kenny Pickett as something moving forward in the future. But if they could bring in Russ at a cheap rate, like you said, between $1.5 million and $2 million something, to kind of impart wisdom and to bring some competition to the quarterback position, I think they will try and do that. I know the rumors are that he's talking with Pittsburgh and the New York Football Giants as well. So that, you know, with Russ maybe going to New York, that would be intriguing, because the Giants are going to lose Saquon as well. I think Saquon ends up in Houston. I think he's going to be down there with DeMarco Ryans and try and keep resurrecting that franchise. But as far as Russ in Pittsburgh, I see the fit, and it would certainly be intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I see the fit. I see it being an okay mix. Again, man,
they have weapons.
Yeah, and again, they were 10-7, and like they had no quarterback, man. So it's like,
right?
I don't know. I find it intriguing. I'll be honest with you. I actually do. I find it intriguing. So my next question is let's say that does happen. How big of a threat are they in their own division? How big of a threat would they be in the AFC, in your opinion, in that case?
I don't necessarily think that it would propel them to be like considered maybe a Super Bowl favorite, but they would be a team that you wouldn't want to play. If they get hot and Russ gets hot, there's a team with weapons and a defense.
Yeah.
That can play. So it would be Pittsburgh would turn into that team that you don't want a piece of. Going down the stretch. And in their own division, you got Burrow, you got Lamar, you got the MVP Lamar, you got Deshaun Watson. So he would certainly add some kind of swag to the division in terms of another pretty good, decent quarterback in that league. Until it happens, it doesn't. But it's certainly going to be interesting to see what he decides, seeing that he is getting, Russ is getting that big paycheck from the Denver Broncos. And look, the Broncos, like they dealt Judy, their wide receiver, to the Browns. Yeah. So the Browns added another weapon as well. So the teams in that division are not staying pat. And the Ravens signed their big defensive guy to a big deal as well. So there's moves being made within the division. So it'll be interesting to see if Pittsburgh goes, okay, well, if Cleveland's doing this and Ravens are re-signing that guy, we got to do something. We got to get in the mix and we got to stay relevant in the AFC North, because if they don't, they're just gonna fall behind, everybody else. I think the thing in that division is the big question with any of the quarterbacks is Deshaun Watson. what are we going to get out of him? Is, you know, people were kind of throwing dirt on his grave a little bit during the season as well. So there's a ton of questions. There's a ton of deals being made, people getting cut, you know, because of cap reasons, all that. But look, hey, look what Kansas City did. They re-signed Chris Jones, 5 years. I think it's like $95 million or something like that. They know what gets them rings, and they're re-signing the guys that got them the rings, and Chris Jones was one of those huge reasons.
It's $95 million guaranteed. It's a big contract, but it's $95 million guaranteed. Actually, I'm reading a 5-year deal that includes $95 million guaranteed. So,
yes,
smart
please.
Move. Honestly, very smart move by them to keep that defense intact. We know that. I also want to get into the Justin Fields situation with you, too. So we'll take a break, and we'll continue talking NFL because it's the king, man. We can talk it all the time. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us if you want. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on that X for Mike, Pigskin Opinions. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, they got a real situation going on in Chicago, man.
Yeah, they do.
It's really insane, though. I butt heads with my buddy on this all the time. We discuss it at nausea because at the end of the day, man, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, as you know. And the way I look at this is I want the Green Bay Packers to have as weak a competition as they can in the division. Like, no joke. We know that Detroit is better, right? We're not sure about Minnesota. We don't know. Like, the Kirk Cousins situation there makes things a little interesting, right? So we don't know exactly what's happening there. But ultimately, I want the Bears to have to figure things out as much as possible. And to me, they're making things extremely difficult on themselves, their fan base, their players, like everything, okay? There's been no direction. There's been none. And to put this all on Justin Fields, I think it's like dead
ludicrous.
Wrong. Yeah, I think it's dead wrong, you know? And I listen to my buddy, and he's like, oh, he's 9 and whatever, and this and whatever his record is. You know what? For whatever reason, I don't care about NBA regular season. And truth be told, I don't care what his record is because I think the tutelage has been so bad that to put any blame on Justin Fields is almost somebody doing malpractice. And it's you're really, really not paying attention to what's going on and why he's been unsuccessful. So I think this is going to go down one way or another. Okay. Like, it's going to wind up being one of the biggest mistakes one way or the other. If they get rid of him and he winds up being a stud somewhere else, and then you bring in Caleb Williams and he doesn't live up to the hype, well, guess what? You're going to be doing this dance again in 3 years. Like, I understand and I get the way that people think. We do things based on what we think people's potential is instead of basing things on their merits and what they've actually done up until that point. And again, man, I see a scenario where Justin Fields winds up going somewhere else and this guy has a great, huge impact and his career it gets kicked off. And you know what? I want that to happen for him. I really do. And I want it to happen somewhere other than Chicago because I think that guy could be really good. And call me crazy because I think that. But I just think that the coaching has been that bad. And if we put blame in the wrong place, we're misinformed on what's going on. Where are you on this whole situation?
Oh, I'm in the you keep Fields and trade the pick and get draft assets to help build around him. Let's look at what Justin Fields came into. You know, he gets selected out of Ohio State, first round draft pick, 2021. He didn't come into a great situation. Bears had just fired Matt Nagy, their head coach. They fired the general manager. And, you know, moving in, you know, when he got into his second year, the new general manager was hell-bent on, like, tearing down the roster to rebuild. And then the offensive line was just trash. He was running for his life most of the time. I mean, he gained, what, a little over 1,100 yards rushing the ball, which is still just insane. But that you don't want your quarterback rushing for 1,100 yards because he's running for his life. There has to be some stability being put into the Bears organization. There has to be an adult in the room. And with this, and I get the fascination with Caleb Williams, that people are, oh, this is the next generational guy. No, he's not. Okay, he's not the next generational guy. He hasn't shown anybody that he can be that guy. He's been injured. There's things with his mechanics that bother me. He's never, Andy, here's a big thing. In the NFL, especially in your division, in that NFC North, you got to go under center. You got to take snaps under center. You got to be able to throw on time. You got to throw on platform. You got to, all those kind of things that he did not do at USC under Lincoln Riley. Everything basically was in the gun, and everything was kind of a 1-2 read kind of thing, and then he's off and running. And, you know, what makes Caleb, what people see with Caleb is what he does off platform when he's kind of running around, and he's made some great throws. But there are a ton of red flags with that kid. One, him and his dad think they can negotiate a contract without an agent. Okay, stupid. No, hire an agent. You have the money to hire an agent off your NIL deals, for crying out loud. Hire an agent. Throw at the combine. What are you scared of? Then he doesn't take medical. He's not doing medical stuff at the combine with teams. And just there's an arrogance to him that really, really bothers me, considering he hasn't taken a single snap at the professional level yet. And if Chicago takes him, if they take him, there is going to be a big old Texas size X on his chest for guys to take a shot at him. And I just would stay hell and gone from Caleb Williams because of all this off-field stuff, the way he is, the way his dad and him think, we're going to do things differently. The NFL is going to make it real apparent to him, I think, real quick on the field. You can't do things differently. You have to do certain things to be successful, and right now you're not showing it. These red flags that he's pulled, you know, through the combine, who he's going to throw for. He's going to wait till his pro day to do all the medical stuff. I mean, come on. If you're that guy, Andy, you know this. If you're that guy, throw at the combine. You're throwing in a tank top and shorts, for crying out loud, with no defense. All you got to do is make throws. That's all you got to do. Is he doubting that he can make these throws? There's 1,000 questions. I wouldn't take him five Chicago. Keep Fields, trade the pick, get some assets, build around Fields, and kind of take it from there, because your Packers are young and hungry and good, and the Detroit Lions are the exact same thing. So I don't know if they want to go into like another 3-4 year period where they're waiting for a quarterback to hit. They have a quarterback.
Yeah, it's crazy. We live in this world, man, where everybody wants it immediately. And if it doesn't happen immediately, our fan base makes us right. But our fan base makes us overreact.
Right.
In this case, I don't really know where the fan base is on this whole situation with the Bears, because I'm not that in touch with the Chicago Bears. But I got to think that there is some split and some divide here, because I think that the true fan, the smart fan, not your average fan,
knows that the situation in Chicago has been dreadful. So
I
look at it and I wonder how this all turns out for everybody involved. And to your point about the draft picks, maybe you give this guy a real number one guy in Marvin right. Harrison Jr. And you use that pick that way. Then they also have the ninth pick, if I'm not mistaken, too. They could do some serious damage, man. So I don't know. I really think that it's a case where you're going to get rid of one guy to work on another project. But like, what are the odds that this guy comes in and he's lights out from the get-go? I don't see it. I don't think a lot of people see it. So yeah, this is a really wacky, weird situation where the Bears have tried to distance themselves from Justin Fields a little bit, and Justin Fields has tried to distance himself. I don't know, man. We'll just see how all this works out. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quick, if I'm Justin Fields,
welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us if you like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the XYZ. That's Mike's. That's just what I like to call it. Anyways, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, about 20 minutes left in the program, my friend. And we've obviously gone pretty heavy on the NBA, pretty heavy on the NFL. Anything else you want to discuss, or should we just keep rolling with our theme for the day, my friend?
Well, we can keep rolling with that. We haven't really talked some college basketball, and we got conference tournaments going on. We got March Madness right around the corner. So wherever you want to go is perfectly fine with me, man.
All right. So might as well jump into the college ranks for a moment. Why not? We can just kind of go around things a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, I saw Houston have an unbelievable performance on Saturday. They just looked absolutely fantastic, right? Like, I look at them as a team that is going to be extremely tough to beat. That they blew Kansas out, 76-46. UConn, a strong performance from them, a 14-point victory on the road. Kentucky beating Tennessee, I think that was big, because I've liked Tennessee. It's weird. The other day I was kind of just going through what I thought might be my Final Four. Right. And I said, OK, these are my right. teams. I said in my head, I was like, OK, Houston, UConn. And then you got to have some like shockers. Right. And I don't know if it's a shocker based on where they are in the country, but I was like, maybe Tennessee, maybe Arizona, like maybe those teams could actually really get here. But there's a lot of good teams. Like North Carolina is pretty good. I watched them play Duke. They look good.
Yep.
That Ryan kid was hitting shots from all over the place. Is it Marquette's year? Like they've hovered in the top 10 all year long. That'd be cool for me, because you know that's where I was born and raised, right, in the great state of Wisconsin. And more importantly, I grew up in the city of Milwaukee, and obviously Marquette being downtown. You know, there were a lot of upsets when you really think about it. Bro, right? Like there were a ton of upsets in college hoops on Saturday with teams that Kentucky. What is their ceiling, man? Like Kentucky, that they always seem to kind of put it together, and we know what Coach K, what Calipari does. Like he gets guys to come in and do the one and done thing, and they make a great run. We've said it so many times before, but like this year, dude, honestly, it's not a handful.
It's open.
It's two handfuls, or maybe more. Could potentially be cutting down the nets April 8th when you and I are at the final game. So it's a very exciting college basketball season in the sense of parity all over the place.
Oh, hell yeah. Parity. I mean, we ain't mentioned Purdue. Now, I know we have our reservations with Purdue, but they're, you know, they're 26-3, and 26-3 is 26-3 at this point. Iowa State, there's a team. I mean, they lost yesterday. They got kind of worked over yesterday, but there's a team. I agree with you wholeheartedly about Carolina. I mean, they got the season sweep over Duke yesterday. He was hitting shots from just anywhere. Marquette's a great story. Duke, even though, you know, they lost the season series to Carolina, Duke's still a threat. They're always going to kind of be right there. What about Creighton? Creighton is one of those teams that I don't think I don't know if I'd want to see them in my bracket too much. Illinois can play. So, I mean, there are a few teams down in the rankings a little bit that, given the right circumstance in terms of what bracket they're in, who's in that bracket, how do they match up with those teams, can and certainly make a run. I think you and I last week on the show said probably the biggest story would be if Arizona can get to the Final Four, that they'll have the entire state packed into State Farm Stadium there out in Glendale, rooting for them as well. So, I mean, they're the Pac-12 regular season champs. They're going to go into the tournament. I fully expect the Wildcats to win the Pac-12 tournament. There's really no one other than Washington State that could give them some problems, because they're big, they're talented, they've been there before. Head coach Tommy Lloyd has won that tournament already in his young time down there in Tucson. So, you know, I would hope U of A could put together a run, because I think that'd be great for the state of Arizona to get that, just to get one of their teams into the Final Four. So it's going to be fun, certainly come down the stretch. And I don't know about you, Dorf, but, you know, you start seeing these highlights in the conference tournaments, whether it's the men's game or the women's game, but buzzer beaters, big plays down the stretch, massive dunks. I mean, I'm just kind of getting juiced up, you know, for March Madness because of these highlights in these conference tournaments.
Yeah. The other team, the local team that I think doesn't get enough pub is GCU, Grand Canyon University. Yeah. And the job that Drew has done there has been incredible. Yeah, I think Bryce has been really, really solid with what he's done with Grand Canyon, taking over after, you know, Dan Marley was there. They've had some pretty good names in that program to get them going, and
yeah,
they get some pretty solid talent. So they're not making it to a Final Four, I don't think, but I think they're a really good team, and they're fun to watch. And That's something that you and I should get on board with somehow, some way, figuring out how to go check out a game at Grand Canyon. Because I've heard nothing but great things about that atmosphere, watching those kids play. So, yeah, just something for you and I to think about with that. But SEC and Big East, I look at them both in the sense of, what might be difficult about those types of schools and those teams? And to me, they're athletic and they score. They can score.
Right.
Right. You know, they can put up points. So I think that's something to watch, how far an SEC or a Big East team can go based on the productivity. You mentioned Purdue and. The reason I don't really talk about Purdue that much is because, in general, I look at the Big Ten and I don't see the athleticism, and I don't see the great offensive shot making that we see in some of these other conferences. Zach Edey is a big dude, and I wonder how he fits in to the next level of playing at the NBA, because, you know, the bigs these days are almost like guards, and that's definitely not him. So it'll be interesting to see how his game will translate from college to the NBA. And, you know, last year he didn't come out when he could have, and in a lot of cases, you know, you go back to help yourself. I don't know what he's done, because I haven't paid close enough attention. But ultimately, I don't talk about the Big Ten that much. I don't see the athleticism, and I don't see I just don't see it from Big Ten teams right now. So, and that's me, man. That's my that's my neck of the woods. When it comes to football, I'm all about the Big Ten, but basketball, not so much. I think it's going to be really, really fun, bro. Who's going to be able to string together 5-6 victories in a row, and when you only have 40 minutes to prove yourself? And then when push comes to shove and pressure is on, who's going to rise and who's going to succumb? So
right.
That's what we got to look forward to, my friend.
No, it is something to look forward to, certainly. And I mean, look, whoever is going to put together the 5 or 6 wins, I think it's the 6 wins to win it all. But to get to the Final Four, you and I are in for an experience of that Final Four simply because we don't know who's going to be there. And just the surprise of who's going to be there and just the intrigue of who's going to be there, it's going to be fun to watch for sure. Can I add a little NFL thing before we, kind of get out of here?
Yeah.
It just came across on my phone that Philadelphia Eagle Fletcher Cox he's retiring. I had no idea that he was thinking about that or that was a possibility, but Fletcher Cox is retiring from the NFL. So that's a big hit for Philly in terms of their defense going into next year.
Yeah, and with all of the uncertainty with them just in general from what we saw on the field out of them this season versus last season, I think there's a decent amount of concern if you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan and what's going to happen with them next season. And obviously, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are always going to be in the news. And it was kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw Dalton throughout the week, right? He made some news talking about the culture and basically Jerry Jones kind of likes the zoo atmosphere and that's what they like there in Dallas. I kind of found that to be a little bit interesting, but at the same time, it makes a lot of sense because it's always chaos in Jerry's world, right? So I think
it's all about Jerry.
Yeah, but in general, man, the NFL is awesome because there's always more questions than answers, and it goes on throughout the whole season like that. We're talking about sports in the sense of, you know, college basketball with this tournament coming up. It's excitement for the pure factor of you got 40 minutes. And then we're talking about NFL football. This is like people's livelihood, and this is how you make or break your family with getting paid. It's insane. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do, which is called parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
For the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. Before we get out of here, obviously you can follow us on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. As always, you are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to two of the teams that I root for with all my heart, all my gusto when I turn into a fan, and that is the Oregon State Beavers and their baseball team. Dorf, you know what that school means to me and that baseball team means to that school. They are off to a 13-1 start. They have hitters that can spray it all over the field. They have a defense that is top notch. They are the only Pac-12 team that is ranked in all the baseball polls in the top 10. They are off to a great start. Hopefully they can get to Omaha. And then my other one goes out to the Boston Celtics. Porzingis or no Jrue Holiday or no Jaylen Brown, it doesn't matter. They had a couple of blips over the past week or so, but they'll get back on the streak that they had going. They are a solid team, and I am just hoping for a very good June. Let's just say that.
All right, my friend, solid. My parting shot is this. I want to see more consistency from the Bucks as the season goes on to give me a little bit more faith and belief that they're not going to be a first-round exit and that they can get to the NBA Finals. And then, you know what? March Madness coming in hot. Looking forward to these tournaments this week and obviously getting us prepared for what's to come here at State Farm Stadium. For Mike, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.